We're continuing our journey in exploration of the elements, which are aspects of our own being. We're on the second one, water. We'll be talking about that. And these five elements, as we saw, began to see with the discussion of earth last time, are also all associated with particular aspects of wisdom. And so we begin our evening, as always, taking refuge. And what we're taking refuge in, really, is an expression of those five wisdoms embodied. Awakened being, Buddhists call a Buddha. And also we are taking refuge in our own potential for the awakening of those wisdoms in us. So taking refuge is a way of coming into contact, really, with our own deepest promise and with the great support for our practice that a being of wisdom and compassion embodies. And particularly, actually, in the cultivation of a connection with the water element, which we'll be talking about, this has a lot of resonance with feeling and compassion. And so when we practice, even at the moment of just beginning practice, we'll do a short meditation together tonight, we have an orientation toward a kind of softness, an orientation toward a kind of ongoing flow, an orientation that this kind of opening, flowing, gentleness, receptivity in the best sense is in fact motivating our practice. As we sing the verse of bodhicitta, we remind ourselves that we are one among countless suffering beings, and we are here to address the suffering of ourselves and others. And in the hope of being able to actually sense deeply into what constitutes our suffering, what sorts of inclinations, habit patterns, delusions bring us to this particular situation in this life that we're in, and may we resolve that, and in resolving it, may we become an instrument for benefiting others. So we always start with that kind of intention. And along with that, the book that's going around is, you're invited, if you wish, to write the names of anyone, including yourself, with whom you would like to connect your practice in particular tonight, and to whom we will, as a group, dedicate our practice tonight as well. So take a moment to find your seat in the sense that you recognize that you are sitting on it. It is supporting you. That's a very good feeling, to be supported. And let that seat support you, and that perhaps reminds you a bit of the solidity and support and balance that is part of the earth element that we talked about last time. Yet your sitting is not all a matter of solidity and support. There's also a kind of flowing that you can be aware of, a flowing in your intention, in your energy, just in the sense of your own uprightness. So as we always say, not sitting stiffly, but like the long stalk of a flower, which is so oriented toward up, there's a kind of flow. So just feeling the gentleness that is also part of your posture. There's a gentleness there because you are allowing for settling. You're allowing yourself to just settle and just be here, like a cup of water, crystal cup of pure water that is set gently down on a table and it begins to settle. And there's a kind of comfort in that settling. There's a kind of relaxation. So you are open to the possibility of ease, relaxation, just being in the flow of your own experience. And something arises, and there it is, and then it goes. And your neck is tucked under just a little bit because this helps the flow of energy in your body, and it also helps keep the uprightness of the central corridor of your body, which again allows for more ease of flow. And in this posture, you have a great possibility for the natural quality of peacefulness associated with just being present to arise for you. And if it doesn't arise for you, you're peaceful about that. And with this in mind, we sing the refuge in bodhicitta, feeling that the object of refuge, luminous, omniscient, compassionate being, is actually present before you right now in space. And that in singing, you are causing all the world to sing and express our very universal human need for refuge. In three real jewels, three root bliss-filled ones, channels, winds, bright orbs, this Bodhi mind, essence, nature, moving love mandal, until full Bodhi I seek refuge. In three real jewels, three root bliss-filled ones, channels, winds, bright orbs, this Bodhi mind, essence, nature, moving love mandal, until full Bodhi I seek refuge. In three real jewels, three root bliss-filled ones, channels, winds, bright orbs, this Bodhi mind, essence, nature, moving love mandal, until full Bodhi I seek refuge. Oh, like moons in water, sights deceive us. We ever roam bound in cyclic chains. So all may rest in their clear mind sphere. I raise Bodhi through four boundless days. Oh, like moons in water, sights deceive us. We ever roam bound in cyclic chains. So all may rest in their clear mind sphere. I raise Bodhi through four boundless days. Oh, like moons in water, sights deceive us. We ever roam bound in cyclic chains. So all may rest in their clear mind sphere. I raise Bodhi through four boundless days.
If you enjoyed this teaching, please visit our website, dawnmountain.org, to subscribe to this course and find other great Dharma offerings. May all beings always have happiness and its causes. May all beings always be free of pain and its causes.